I think one of the concerns we've had is that, although you may have stated before the FPC judge you wouldn't know when, what the gas production rates could be, if we do commit under these contracts, it seems that, you know, for the terms of financing, perhaps, and some of the consultants we talked to, that we'll have some weight in the financing of the line, would assume that the state is participating to the extent that it's committing its 1/8 share to the line. If prior, in the line construction begins, financing is set up, then at some later time after your production history, you say it may take up to three, maybe 4 years, at that point, maybe we're a couple years into the, in the financing and construction, we declare that we're going to have to reduce it. It seems to me the contracts do prejudice your case in that regard.
No financing statement, Clark, whether it's a bond or a loan, could be made, in my view. You have to ask someone who's really an expert in this area, but I doubt any financing document could be advanced without a clear citation to the conservation statute and the powers that inherit in that, as well as reference, and I'm sure that the companies are doing this, reference to the reservoir simulation studies and early production history that are involved in this thing. So I don't think that it will come as any surprise, even in the financing concept, context, that production rates are going to be regulated according to the conservation statute.
Yeah. In terms of goes ahead, and I think somebody, if the line is has difficulty making it without this gas flowing through it.
I keep grappling with your concern, which I know, and I can sense it myself, Clark. It seems to me that we run into the same problem by simply taking a position on the line. It may be of a different character by committing the gas. I'm not denying that it is, but simply Alaska putting themselves in a position where it supports a gas line, which requires a certain production rate, and then, as you say, maybe undertake direct lobbying efforts, appropriate $100,000 to go to Washington. It's of a different character, but it's the same thing. You're creating a series of expectations and commitments that tend toward a certain thing, and perhaps our best bet, to be most honest, would just be to stay out of this, stay in our own house and say, we'll tell you what we're going to do at the time that we know what the production rates are going to be. I guess my only real response is, in spite of the fact I sense your concern, I have yet to see any legal basis for it, and it seems to me that we don't have the luxury of staying out of the debate. In many respects.
But I understand the chat to be saying that all three proposals can't make it.
That's why we stay out of the debate. I mean, if we support any line that requires a production rate, we're doing what concerns you.
Right.
But we don't have the luxury of, at least I guess I'm postulating, that we don't have the luxury of just sitting that debate out.
Further questions of Commissioner Martin or Allen? Now, if not, I'd like to thank you, Commissioner Martin.
You bet. Thank you
for your
time.
I appreciate you coming here.
I wish I'd asked this before Fred left. Whether you think there's any value, if you don't disagree, there's some ambiguity, although in the take-back provisions, even though maybe that problem isn't as great as I might sense it to be. Is there any advantage in getting the buyers to state that, you know, we're not bound by any estimations or preliminary reports at this time in terms of what is surplus? I think you could work that up. Because from Fred's remarks, I take it he doesn't disagree that there might be some ambiguity. He's just saying that he thinks it wouldn't prevail in court, and maybe that's so. But then
you mean that there are no off the record? It seems to be ordinary. I don't think the producers would object to saying that there are no agreed understandings with regard to levels of surplus that might be available, but it seems to me that that's again covered by the terms of the four corners of the contract. But my guess is they wouldn't object to saying that.
Wouldn't object to saying that nothing we state now in any reports is can be used against us in determining what what is surplus at a later time.
That's right. I don't think there's any problem.
I'd like to see that.
Any further questions?
Timing is somewhat difficult. Could we have their local representatives do that? I mean, this idea of getting presidents to sign these documents is dragging on a little bit. We've heard this from today, but I'd be glad to get personal assurances of that and have their local agents make that stipulation. Is that satisfactory?
Well, I, preferably, it would be nice to have it in the contract, but something's better than nothing.
Any further questions? Once again, thanks for appearing before the committee. There are assorted other interested parties in the room. I think the committee has some notion of who supports the contract, who doesn't. However, if there are other persons in the room who'd like to give testimony, they're invited to do so at this time. No volunteers? Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Henry.
My name is Joseph Henry, and I represent El Paso Gas. I have no desire to testify before the committee, but I would sure be happy to answer any questions you may have. I think Commissioner Martin covered very well the reasons for selling the gas to El Paso, and naturally we resist being cut out of the contract. Unless there's a question, I don't want to keep you here beyond 5:15 or whatever it is.
Thank you, Mr. Henry. Are there questions of Mr. Henry?
Our position would be the same, Mr. Chairman, on behalf of Southern Natural. Are there any questions that we can answer? I have a copy of a brochure which we gave to the special committee that some of the members of the finance committee would act like they have, which I'll leave with them.
Thank you, Mr. Pratt.
I have one, Henry.
Very wonderful.
I'm going to leave them all with the committee, Mr. Chairman.
All right. If there's no more testimony or no questions of the persons in the room, we'll adjourn the meeting. I do not plan to take immediate action on the bills, on the resolutions. However, we should, you can expect some action by early next week. I want to hold them over the weekend because we're not going to get them on the calendar tomorrow anyhow. The meeting is adjourned till 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.